Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, July 30th, 2026. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. Romans 8:37 offers believers deep encouragement in the middle of spiritual warfare. One helpful way to apply this verse personally is through the inductive Bible study method. This approach asks three important questions. What does the passage say? What does the passage mean? How should I respond? The first step is observation. Observation focuses on what the text actually says. Romans 8:37 appears in the middle of Paul's discussion about suffering, hardship, persecution, danger, and spiritual opposition. Paul openly acknowledges that Christians experience painful and difficult realities: temptation, discouragement, grief, fear, persecution, and spiritual attack. Yet Paul declares that in all these things, Christians are more than conquerors. The verse also identifies the source of victory: through Him who loved us. The focus remains complete on Jesus Christ and His love for us. The second step is interpretation. Interpretation asks what the passage means. Earlier this week, we studied how Paul wrote Romans 8 to encourage believers facing uncertainty and suffering. The original audience needed assurance that hardship could not separate them from God's love or overturn Christ's victory. Paul teaches that believers are in Christ's triumph because we are united to Him by faith. Jesus conquered sin, death, condemnation, and the powers of darkness through His death and resurrection. His victory becomes the believer's victory. This truth directly shapes spiritual warfare. Satan seeks to discourage believers through accusation, fear, shame, temptation, and doubt. Christians often feel defeated when struggles intensify. Romans 8:37 reminds us that spiritual victory does not depend on personal perfection or emotional strength. The believer stands secure because of Christ's righteousness, love, and finished work. Spiritual warfare remains real, but the final outcome has already been secured through Jesus Christ. The third step is application. Application asks how we should respond personally. Romans 8:37 calls Christians to live with confidence, perseverance, and faith during spiritual battles. Believers should stop measuring spiritual victory by temporary emotions or circumstances. Feelings of weakness, fear, or discouragement do not change our position in Christ. We stand firm by remembering the truth of the gospel daily. This application becomes practical in everyday life. When temptation comes, we can remember that Christ has already defeated the power of sin. When Satan accuses with guilt and shame, Christians can stand upon the truth that Christ's righteousness covers us fully. When suffering or hardship creates fear, we can trust that nothing can separate us from Christ's love. Romans 8:37 also calls believers to persevere faithfully. Spiritual warfare often becomes exhausting because battles continue over time. Christians need regular reminders of God's promises through Scripture, prayer, worship, and fellowship with other believers. Standing firm requires continually returning to the truth that Christ's victory remains secure and complete. The believer's confidence in spiritual warfare rests in Jesus Christ Himself. Christians do not stand firm because they feel strong every day. They stand firm because Christ reigns victorious forever. Romans 8:37 reminds believers that through Christ's love, they already possess the victory needed to endure every spiritual battle faithfully. Reflection questions. 1. How does Romans 8:37 help believers respond to feelings of discouragement, fear, or spiritual defeat? 2. Why is it important to remember that Christ's victory becomes the believer's victory through faith? 3. What practical habits can help you stand firmly in Christ's victory during spiritual warfare?